Welcome back to That 590 Show. Have a couple of texts coming in. One from Boy Roy McAvoy, who picks your guys' music going in and out of commercials. I mean, it's absolutely phenomenal. I'm the one who puts the music together, but Giamatti has the creative freedom to pick which song it is. It is on Spotify, so if you want to do the playlist, go to it. Just follow me on Spotify, Matt Berger, B-E-R-G-E-R. Look for the heavy hitters. This is when I was doing the show called The Heavy Hitters, and I just didn't change the name of the playlist. So all the songs are on there, so if you're interested, there's like 75 songs on there. Knock yourself out. From the 314, Matt is nuts. Go get Stanton. And then also from Four Finger Guy, texting in saying Mayweather should fight MMA style for one fight. He won't because he's afraid. Well, or either that or maybe he's just not trained. He knows that he's gotten... There are elements of boxing in MMA. There are no elements of MMA in boxing. Because all Conor McGregor would have to do is just get Mayweather on the ground and get him in a submission hold, and it is over. That's all it would take. Conor McGregor has a better shot in a boxing match against Mayweather than Mayweather has in an MMA fight against Conor McGregor. I think there's little
I'd say it's about even.
Oh, I don't think so.
It's about even who's got the chance in that one. And by that, I mean both of them have a chance of about hovering around 1% of beating the other one in their sport.
You don't think that Mayweather or McGregor has a better shot of beating Mayweather in a boxing match than
no.
Oh, I think not God. Much of one.
No, I don't. I don't think there's literally any difference at all. Mainly, but here's the thing. I'm not going to say that the only difference there. And obviously, this is what you're getting at, is that there are times when McGregor has had to practice boxing in the past. There's no point in time where Floyd Mayweather has gotten Muay Thai or jiu-jitsu.
He doesn't know how to defend a takedown or anything
what
like
have you. But he's a really good athlete, really quick on his feet, really quick hands. Feel like the training time that McGregor's had for boxing, if Mayweather could put that into some of the top Muay Thai and jiu-jitsu trainers in the world...
Okay, but when it's something you've
gonna make
never,
it interesting.
When it's something you've never done before.
Yeah, well.
At 40.
When was the last time McGregor boxed with gloves, with 12-ounce gloves?
A year ago, according to Chris Van Heerden.
Well, not. Sorry, I mean, they're 10-ounce gloves in the fight, but when was the last time he fought with anything but, the 3-ounce, puny little things they're working with in the MMA? I think it's so, they're so far away from being experts at the other craft that I can see what you're saying, though, in that McGregor at least has boxed prior to this matchup.
And because of those gloves, it's going to be a heavier glove than what he's used to fighting with. And that's what's going to take away what everybody says McGregor has maybe an advantage of against Mayweather, and that's power. He's not going to have as much power with those heavier gloves. It's not going to be nearly as effective, and he's going to be slower.
Yeah.
He's not going to touch Mayweather. It's just what we heard in those 90 seconds with Matt Whitener, that's what's going to be the best. The best of the fight. It's going to be the press conferences. When it comes to the actual fight, I'm telling you, by about round two or round three, if you're at somebody's house or you're at a bar that has the pay-per-view, you're going to be looking at each other going, why did we do this? Like, the press conferences are over, and, maybe there might be some jawing when they're in the ring, and maybe the open mics or the hot mics will pick up something. But for the most part, yeah, we're going to be like, no, this isn't going to happen. Not going to happen. When we had Matt Whitener on, we were talking. You brought up, Rocky, you brought up Mike Trout. And he said that Mike Trout is the best player in the game. And I would say that that's a pretty safe argument. But I think after last night's game, and if he continues to play well, I think Aaron Judge is the new face of Major League Baseball. And the reason why that is because he plays for the team with the pinstripes on the East Coast. The problem with Mike Trout is that no one knows, no one's really seen him play because all the games are, if you're in New York and he's playing all of his games at 10 o'clock at night, you're not watching. He's not even playing on the number one team in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
it's still Los Angeles, yes. It's still Anaheim.
It's going to be hard to knock Mike Trout off that pedestal because
as best player, I'm not saying that Judge is close to that.
Even as face of the MLB.
Oh,
you don't think Mike Trout's face of the MLB?
No.
What?
I don't.
Who's the face of Major League Baseball in your opinion?
I would say right now you can almost say Bryce Harper more than Mike Trout is.
Maybe the last 5 months because Trout's been injured, but even with the commercials, everyone, if you know baseball, everyone, you know Mike Trout. Bryce Harper's right there, but the fact that Mike Trout's been dominating since he was a rookie, and I think that has kept his name at all times at the top. Maybe if you go ask any random female on the streets of Chicago, she's going to pull off Bryce Harper before she pulls off Mike Trout. But I don't think that's a good indicator.
Okay,
of,
but to me, that's what the face of the sport is.
I think the face of the sport is whoever's the most recognizable to the people who watch the sport.
No, for the
people who watch the sport.
That's not even
as casual viewers. People who never. Why do you care who your most recognizable person is for somebody who never interacts with your league?
Because that's who you're trying to get. You're trying to get someone who never watches it. You're trying to pull them in and make them a fan. Not make someone who's already a fan a fan.
I don't know.
What's the point of that?
I just think Trout. If you talk to anybody who watches baseball at all, and that Mike Trout's first place player, they're gonna mention Harper second.
Okay, look,
I think who everyone in the sport talks about. That's the face of the fran. That's the face of the game.
I think you and I. Okay, I'm not saying that Bryce Harper is the best player.
No, I know. I hear what you're saying. I know, but we're obviously disagreeing on that point.
I think what it is. Another thing too with Bryce Harper that what Mike Trout isn't. Bryce Harper's polarizing.
Yes.
Now I'm not talking about his play on the field, but whether or not people like him. You don't hear too many people say, you know who I can't stand is Mike Trout.
Yeah,
everybody loves Mike Trout.
Exactly. That's perfect.
Okay, but the thing is that if you're going
to... It's unimpeachably awesome.
You need a villain. You need a villain.
See, I don't know, because I thought when he was in his best villain days, when Spygate was embroiling Tom Brady and the Patriots, I would argue that Peyton Manning was the face of the NFL.
There's no question.
And it was because of that golden boy. It was because of that golden boy reputation Peyton had. Now, Tom Brady was still the more... I argue that even back then... Because of the villain, he was the more polarizing of the two, and he also had endorsement deals. But I don't know if
Peyton
I don't
Manning
know if the villain
was like in every other commercial on TV.
That's
Tom Brady might have been in one.
That's true.
So I mean, there's no question that Peyton Manning was the face, and I would almost say
he never had the villain thing. Who hated Peyton Manning?
No one hated Peyton Manning. There were a lot of people that hated Peyton Manning.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, okay, fans outside of Jacksonville, Houston, and Tennessee.
I'm not
Tennessee.
Even talking about divisional fans. I know plenty of people who could not stand Peyton Manning.
How could you not stand Peyton Manning? I know I have one friend who unabashedly hates everything about Tim Duncan.
Well,
exactly. Okay, that fan is insane.
But see, here's the thing, though, with Peyton Manning, is that Peyton Manning pouted a lot when he was on the field, and Peyton Manning had an absolutely awful playoff record. So
it's
another thing why people hated him. A friend of mine cannot stand Peyton Manning because he would call it the Peyton pout. Every time Peyton Manning threw an interception, it was never his fault. Never.
That's true. But at the same time, the guy he's the greatest statistical quarterback ever. Sit down. And nothing will ever be better than Peyton Manning getting angry at his own players when he's mic'd up on the field. That's if you want to hear some funny audio, go to Peyton Manning's mic'd up. When he does get mad at other people, it's the funniest thing in the world. There's the funniest play in the world. Just look up GD Donald Peyton Manning. Spell out the GD. God Donald.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning, because Donald Brown, who was a running back out of Connecticut, blows a pass protection. And Peyton takes a snap out of the shotgun. And immediately is rolling to his right, and it's not part of the play at all. And he catches the ball, and he takes one step to the right and just screams, "Got Donald!" And Donald Brown, you see, he's like running the opposite way of the play, like going out on a pass route, and he totally blows it, and Manning just yells at him, and then he goes to the sideline. He's tearing people apart. Yeah, Manning could be a little pouty. That's a very good point. I don't know. I've just always, as much as Bryce Harper's been polarizing, and he's got the hair and everything like that, the amount of people in baseball who are sick and tired of that aspect, but don't get sick of Mike Trout, makes me think that he's just gonna that his popularity is going to be
Mike Trout's
untouchable
for years.
Mike
Trout's not getting plunked. We all know that Bryce Harper gets plunked. Just ask.
Well, of course you're not of course you're not plunking Mike Trout. He can steal a base.
Here's the one thing that they always do on the Levitard show about what this player looks like. They said that Mike Trout looks like the hero. It looks like the hero in a World War II movie who was just bathed in glory for rescuing his incompetent brother played by Johnny Manziel.
That Levitard does. I'll be honest, they do things right. They get it right. And as he walks out there, cool thing by the way, the shoes Harper has today, tributes to Jose Fernandez. Pretty cool shoes that Harper puts out as he runs out there as we're talking about him right now. But He's got me laughing out the Levitard jokes. That's so okay. It's so perfect. It's right on. It's right on point.
It's hysterical. It's absolutely hysterical.
One day I might be able to put together one show that rivals one of theirs.
Yeah.
One day.
I hope I'm part of it.
I might be able to do it.
Let's take a commercial break, and then joining us on the other side will be Alex Puderman from AwfulAnnouncing.com. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
When you walk through the garden,